Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The sheriff's office responded to an armed robbery after receiving a call from a clerk at the Freeway 76 gas station in the 1200 block of Murray Road in McKinleyville yesterday morning. When deputies arrived on scene, the clerk said that a suspect with a black pullover, hooded sweatshirt, and black gloves entered the store, brandished a silver pistol, and told the clerk to give him all the money. After taking the cash, the suspect fled the store on foot. Surveillance video shows that the suspect was wearing a black bandana over his face. He is described as being 5'9" with a thin build. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Governor Brown has signed into law AB 277, a tribal gaming compact ensuring that a casino will not be built on environmentally sensitive lands near Humboldt Bay. Under the new legislation, the Wiat tribe, which owns 88 acres of tribal land on the edge of the Humboldt Bay, will share in the gaming revenues from a casino that will be constructed by the North Fork Ranchera Band of Mono Indians in Madera County. Assemblymember Wesley Chesbro was pleased with the governor's decision, saying in a statement, and I quote, "I want to thank the governor for recognizing that this compact is good for California's coastline, good for the Wiat people, and good for the Humboldt community," end quote. Governor Brown has also signed Senate Bill 130, a bill co-authored by Senators Joel Anderson and Ellen Corbett that expands the list of crimes in which victims are allowed to have people to support them when testifying. SB 130 would allow up to two people to accompany the person who is testifying, and the list of crimes would expand to include cases involving kidnapping with the intent to commit robbery or sexual offenses, assault with the intent to commit certain felonies, human trafficking, and stalking. As the law currently stands, victims can only have supportive persons for crimes such as murder and felony assault. Senator Anderson said in a statement, and I quote, "When a woman has to face her attacker for the first time since the crime, it can sometimes be horrifying. Having someone there to sit with her and comfort her takes away some of that fear and provides a secure and safe environment," end quote. In other state news, the Assembly Business Professions and Consumer Protection Committee approved Senate Bill 669, written by Senate Republican leader Bob Huff. The bill is designed to better protect children and adults who suffer from potentially life-threatening allergies. California would join a growing number of states which provide training in the usage of emergency epinephrine auto-injectors. Individuals who complete the training are eligible to receive a prescription for these auto-injectors, also known as EpiPens. The legislation would also allow those trained in administering EpiPens to do so on children or adults suffering from a fatal anaphylaxis allergic reaction without fear of facing civil liability. Coast Central Credit Union has hired Dean Hart as their Vice President of Marketing and Communications. Current Vice President Dennis Hunter is retiring this month after being appointed to the position in 1995. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka police continue to investigate a fatal traffic collision between a vehicle and a pedestrian in a wheelchair in the area of 4th and K Streets last weekend. When officers arrived on scene, they located 64-year-old Eureka resident Margaret Sanders laying in the roadway with serious injuries. She was flown to an out-of-area hospital where she passed away. Investigators learned that 78-year-old Richard Lester was traveling westbound in the right lane of 4th Street when he struck Sanders with his van as she was crossing in her electric wheelchair. The investigation is still underway, and alcohol impairment may have been a factor in the collision. And the Eureka Police Department had received numerous complaints about suspected drug activity in the 1300 block of McDonald Street in Eureka. On Wednesday night, the EPD, assisted by POP Team detectives, arrived on scene to investigate and located 2.5 ounces of methamphetamine locked inside a small safe. Detectives also located digital scales and a police scanner. Detectives arrested 45-year-old Mark Burdick for possession with intent to sell, but due to jail overcrowding, he was cited and released. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.